This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to read a passage to you out of 1 John that talks about this, and we're going to read it from the Message translation, if we can bring that up, 1 John 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God. Listen to that again. Whoever does not love does not know God. Why? Because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God is love. The only antidote for hatred is the love of God in your life. Personally, the only antidote for hatred in your marriage is the love of God. The only antidote for hatred in your family, your extended family, is the love of God. The more you love the Lord and the more you love other people, you overcome hatred in your life. I want to share just two quick things with you. Vaudi Baucham is an author who has written about the family and faith in family. He said, the other day I looked at my teenage daughter while we were walking through the mall. Suddenly I found myself choked up as I thought about how much time was behind us compared to the amount of time ahead of us. I just cried out to God and prayed, Lord, help me to make most of the time I have left with my daughter. Somebody needs to pray that prayer today with your son. Lord, help me to make the most of the time I've got left with my son. Lord, help me to make the most of the time I have left with my daughter or daughters. Lord, help me to make the most of the time that I have left on this earth. Why? Because the only three great lasting qualities in life are faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. This surprised people in the first service when I said this, but because it just hits you hard, but it's true. There will be no faith in heaven. There will be no hope in heaven. Why? Because we have it. Faith, we live by faith, not by sight in this day and age. And someday our faith will turn into sight and our hope will turn into experience. It will be what we're experiencing all the time. So faith and hope will disappear in heaven. But you know the one thing that will continue? Is your love. Your love for God and your love for people. I'm convinced people say, Randy, what do you take with you to heaven? Two things. Your love for God and your love for your family and love for people. I really believe that's the only thing you take with you. You don't take anything physically. You don't take anything financial. You don't take any legal documents with you to heaven. You don't take your diplomas with you. You don't take your resume with you. The only thing you take to heaven is your love for the Lord and your love for people. Love for your family. That will go with you. I understand in 1849, when the California Gold Rush was taking place, if you went to a place called St. Joseph, Missouri, which I understand is near St. Louis, 1849 is the year, on the west end of Main Street, St. Joseph, Missouri, as you're leaving town to go to California, there were hundreds of wagon wheel ruts in the dirt because of all the wagons going west to California. Someone put a sign over West Main Street as you're going west out of St. Joe, Missouri, and here's what it said. Choose your rut carefully. You may be in it all the way to California. Choose your rut carefully. You may be in it all the way to California. I'm asking you to choose your legacy carefully because it is going to go with you. Nobody says this, I don't have a legacy to give. Everybody has a legacy.
Well, if that statement's true, it begs the question, what legacy are you and I leaving for the generation behind us? Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.